We're at the 2011 SCAC Soccer Tournament in Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of Birmingham Southern College. I'm joined by Trinity University head women's soccer coach Lance Key. Trinity picking up a win today, 5-0 over Rhodes College in the first women's semifinal game, advancing to tomorrow's championship. And coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Coach, as I mentioned, 5-0. Just sort of your opening thoughts on how the game played out today for the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, I think if you look on paper, the scoreline looked good. It was good to get Kelly some time. She's been in and out throughout the course of the season, trying to just kind of bring her along. And she scored a great goal on the back post. Great ball from first year Stephanie Segovia, and got things open early, which was important, I think, for us, especially for a team who had to play the day before while we were resting. It was important that we established our rhythm early.
But you mentioned that rest, Coach. You were able, as I've talked to the girls and with you throughout the season, a lot has been said about the depth of this team and not only how that's helped throughout training throughout the year, but as you look today, obviously now having to play two games in 2 days, getting a lot of girls in and out of the lineup, resting some legs. How important was that moving into tomorrow?
It's always important. I think the reason that you get a first-round bye is because of a body of work, and that was important that we did our job all year long to ensure that we could come into this weekend with the advantage that goes with that, and that's being able to relax and rest yesterday while somebody else was playing, and then knowing that they were going to have to turn around and play the next day. So that's huge, and obviously the depth has been a big part of why we've been able to get the results throughout the year that we have. We were able to use that. The only reason we didn't use more is because not allowed to, but in terms of everyone getting involved and really bringing, I think a lift. I think everyone was able to do that today.
Another team shutout today, Coach. It's been since October 9th, I think, since the last time you guys allowed a goal. Just talk about the defensive play. Rhodes had some chances to finish today, but that they were unable to. The importance of continuing to play strong defense heading into tomorrow's championship.
I told them if the other team doesn't score goals, we're not going to lose a game. In terms of our defensive concentration, we've just simplified it to that. Don't give away goals and you don't lose games. Statistically and chronologically, I couldn't tell you when the last time we gave a goal away, if it was yesterday or a year ago. It's just not something we are putting all of our attention into. We know the result is important. We know the quality of our play is important, and whether we've given up a goal and played well defensively, or we haven't played well defensively and not given up a goal, it's a standard more than a statistic. And I thought we were just okay today at the back. I thought we were quite a bit better, honestly, in the first half. We didn't give up much in the first half. In the second half, we had a couple of lapses. I think part of that, too, is the point in the game that we're at, what the score line is at that point, the girls knowing that, they've got play. Once it looked like the game was in hand, I think in their minds starting to think, okay, I've got to make sure I'm ready to play tomorrow, too, and maybe not doing some of the little things right in terms of the hard work early and hoping they don't have to do it. Rhodes are a good side. They've got a couple of very good attacking players up top. I thought they did a fantastic job yesterday of moving the ball across the middle third of the field from left to right and right to left, and didn't really give up a ton defensively. So, Joe's always got a good team. They're always well organized, but I'm certainly proud of my kids for getting the result.
Coach, with the win now 19-0 on the season, have the chance to play for your third straight SCAC championship tomorrow. Different from the past two, though, however, now that we're in this SCAC tournament environment, just speak to sort of the excitement that going, the team now has the chance to play for a championship in this tournament environment, the excitement they have going forward.
I think they're really excited. That was one of the things that I sensed within our group before the game started was just a kind of a buzz. It's an environment that's going to carry a buzz. There's lots of teams around. There's lots of people around. And obviously just knowing what the games mean, there's always going to be a buzz to it. So, we're excited to be here and be a part of it. And certainly we've got one thing in mind in terms of, completing the weekend. But we know that it's going to be a tough battle. Both of these two teams, they're about to play here. Very strong sides. We know what they're capable of. We haven't seen Birmingham this year, but we know what some of their results are, and they've played some very good games, some very good teams in some very close games, and obviously we went to overtime with Center, so we know it's going to be a battle one way or the other, but it doesn't change what we're trying to do.
You mentioned both your opponents that you could play tomorrow, Center or Birmingham Southern. Going forward into tomorrow's game, what do the Tigers need to continue to do well that they've done all season and today to get the result you're looking for tomorrow?
I think the big thing was executing in the final third. We struggled a little bit last weekend. It wasn't for lack of opportunities in our final two regular season matches on the road, but we just weren't executing. So it was nice to see us hit the back of the net a few times. goalkeeper made a couple of good saves. You know, it could potentially have been, you know, maybe one or two more. They could potentially have gotten a couple themselves, but that execution, I think, is important. You know, we've got to make sure that we continue to do that, because, as I said, you don't give goals away, you don't lose games, but you also don't win games unless you score them. So it's that simple.
Trinity University head women's soccer coach Lance Key against Trinity, picking up the 5-0 win over Rhodes College today in the first women's semifinal game of the SCAC tournament, advancing to tomorrow's championship game. Coach, congratulations and best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Russell.